Now, exaggerated product claims, misleading prices, and Santi trying his hand at gambling all feature on a list of complaints upheld by the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland. Complaints against 21 advertisements across radio, print, online, social media, television, outdoor and direct mail were investigated by the authority. 17 were upheld in full. Orla Toomey is CEO of the authority and she's on the line now. Orla Toomey, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Many of the complaints upheld relate to companies overstating their products in various ways. Can you give us some examples of your findings?
Sure. So I think one of the areas that we can see that we continue to get consumer concerns are around environmental and sustainability claims. And obviously all human activity generally has some sort of impact. So it is an area where absolute claims are likely to breach the code. So we had one case where a boiler was described as environmentally friendly, because it could use hydro-treated vegetable oil, which itself has a lower carbon emission than kerosene. But even burning that has an environmental impact. So saying something is environmentally friendly, which implies that it has no impact on the environment at all, no negative impact, the level of substantiation for that is hard to see how you could prove that. So while something might be an improvement, it doesn't mean that it's environmentally friendly. And it is another case where solar panels were described as the most reliable form of clean energy, and there was no substantiation for that. There was a newspaper article which talked about the variability of wind, but that doesn't constitute substantiation. So I think it's where companies are making absolute claims, they need to take a step back and think, do I have the proof to show this? Is the proof I have, is it robust enough? And we had similar claims around sustainability and dairy farming, whereas the committee found that they understood that there were efforts being made to be more sustainable. That doesn't mean that it's actually sustainable on the evidence that they were showing.
And you had some breaches of codes in relation to advertising in both alcohol and gambling as well too, Orla.
Yeah, the one that you mentioned there at the top was an ad for an online casino, and it showed Santa playing the slots and disappeared on the back of a bus. Now, obviously Santa can be represented in different types of advertising, but certainly he is a character of particular interest to children, and so therefore the committee considered that using him in an ad for a gambling product was targeting children, and that's not appropriate to target children in any way for gambling products.
Are there any other things that you couldn't use Santa in an ad for?
Well, you couldn't use them, you shouldn't use them in an alcohol ad or ads or products that are particularly adult products.
Alcohol as well, you found problems with too.
Yeah, we had a number of cases, and not all for manufacturers. So in one case, a hotel had invited people to enjoy their terrace to enjoy a cocktail, but they hadn't included a responsibility message. And all advertising that mentions alcohol must include a responsibility message. In another case, a retailer who was promoting an alcohol offer had the responsibility message, but it was so compressed you couldn't actually understand what they were saying. So from the code's perspective, it's not enough that you say or write it. It has to be understandable by the consumer. So we look at it from the consumer lens. And then in the third case, an ad for a stout showing women dressed in cropped tops and a high leg shorts, and a lot of focus from the camera on body parts. And there was no creative reason for this. And the committee found that that was irresponsible depiction of women in the advertising.
Let's squeeze in one more before we get to sport. Air.
Mm-hmm.
There was a complaint about air.
We had a complaint in relation to how the price was stated. So price per month for a 24-month contract. And then in the footnote, there was the information, which was very transparent, that every April there would be an automatic increase of CPI plus 3%. And the Complaints Committee found that that was contradictory. And I think particularly because it was in the footnote, meant that consumers wouldn't necessarily see it as quickly as they should. So this actually has impact beyond air. So for other utilities that are taking a similar approach. So we are going to be writing to providers to alert them to this particular decision.
Orla Toomey, Chief Executive of the Advertising Standards Authority, thank you.